Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
I want to thank my friends over at the Patriot Fund. I was the MC Friday night, incredible event at the Union League. Raising money for our veterans and various veterans groups, and just want to say thank you to them for having me. It was a lot of fun. They raised a lot of money to support incredible veterans groups, and we heard some really remarkable speeches from some of our heroes in this country. It was a very, very nice night. Thanks to Michael Pelka for stepping in, because I had to be there at 5 o'clock on Friday for my MC responsibilities, but I didn't want you to think I was just slacking. I mean, I'm not saying I wasn't slacking before the event, but, you know, nevertheless. So, right. All right. And, I want to talk about what Judge Jeanine, now United States Attorney for D.C. Jeanine, came out and said today. So, and some new audio for you from what she said. Number one, this Doge attacker, this guy was 19-year-old who was released, 19-year-old Lawrence Cotton Powell, who's a suspect in the attack against former Doge staffer Edward Korestein. And so she came out today, and she's now announcing charges for these individuals who were involved in this. So let's begin with Cut 21. This happened right as we were getting on the air today. I did not cut into it because we've been doing that a lot lately with the president in the Oval Office. And, you know, he's been doing a lot of that during the show. I think it's important when he does the Q&A with the reporters. We, you know, whatever the event is in the Oval Office, whatever the signing is, we are going to try to be as selective as possible with that going forward. But I kind of look to Fox News a little bit to kind of get my cue from them. If they decide it's worth jumping into, we tend to, they know what they're doing with on-the-spot market research and innate analysis and data and all that stuff. So, kind of why we take our cues, because obviously we want to make sure that, you know, you're interested. And if you're not, you're going to go someplace else to hear it. So I don't want that to happen. I want you to stay right here. When the president's taking questions, though, from the press, I, for one, believe that is very important. I really do. This is just, we live in it, so we're not used to this. Again, we're all relearning what the Trump presidency was like. From 2017 to 2021, and particularly in 2020 with COVID. I mean, back then I was in mornings. Well, the first part of his administration, I was in afternoons. Then I went to mornings. When COVID hit, I did both for a while. If you remember, I would do the morning show, and then I'd come back on the air at 5 o'clock, and I would take the White House daily COVID briefing live, and I would also stay on the air. So I was kind of doing double duty back then for that. But I think we all just forget the frenetic pace of President Trump. The guy just doesn't stop. With Biden, for 4 years, we never heard from the guy. I mean, the afternoon was nap time. So there was nothing to break into. It was only until the very end of his presidency when he first even decided to address the press, and that was only so that he could upstage Kamala Harris. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where from now until December, you can stay and get incredible discounts for your week or weekend stays. 10% off, resort credits. There's lots of packages available. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. As you think about all these school holidays that are about to come up, think about taking your kids to the Grand Hotel, that heated indoor pool. Trust me when I tell you, my kids absolutely love it. And join us Halloween for our next live show. We will be live Halloween at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Here's Judge Jeanine. This is Cut 21. Take a listen.
Today, we are announcing that Lawrence Cotton Powell, who is 19 years of age, along with Anthony Taylor, who is 18 years of age, are now charged with assaulting Levine. Cotton Powell was stomping on Levine's head, as you can see in this poster to my left. Levine was able to get up momentarily, but the crowd chased him and got him down again. They continued to attack Levine while he was on the ground, and then proceeded to rob him of his sneakers and his watch. The group then, after the robbery and assault of Ethan Levine, they walked in the direction of where another crime occurred within minutes. You have heard of this crime. Edward Korestein, a 19-year-old Doge person who was working in the administration, was walking a young woman to her car when he was approached in the 1400 block of Swan Street Northwest. Approximately 10 suspects approached him, and as they did, he pushed the young woman into the car. And he was protecting her from the group before he was then attacked by multiple suspects who then punched him repeatedly, causing significant injuries to him. They got him on the ground, and as they were doing so, they demanded the car from the woman who was inside the car and had already locked the car. They were banging on the car. They were pulling the car door, trying to get the car open, and were telling the woman in the car to hand over the keys.
Nice, right?
And the woman was, as I said, able to lock the car door, so they were unable to gain entry. And it was fortuitous that someone from the Metropolitan Police Department was on patrol. He happened to pull onto the block, and he witnessed the suspects actually assaulting Korestein, who was on the ground lying next to the car. The juveniles fled, but within a short period of time, two 15-year-olds were arrested, and they were taken into the family court by the attorney general's office. That is the local attorney general's office. Now, I think what's significant about this case is that...
So what happened is basically they were released. I mean, that's what's... There's a story out of Philadelphia, too. A young woman's remains were abducted. I mean, excuse me, were discovered. She had been abducted. Her remains had been discovered. The guy who's the suspect in this had been arrested before, and he was released. You know, there's a pattern in this country of blue areas, blue cities, releasing criminals back on the streets. Same thing happened here in D.C. You know, you see this over and over again. This is why the president is trying to do something by helping, sending in federal law enforcement. And you understand why there's such pushback? There's such pushback because they don't want to go after these criminals. That's the bottom line. So U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro sounded off on those federal judges who released 19-year-old Lawrence Cotton Powell. Cut 22.
So after a felony of attempted robbery conviction, after a violation of probation, after a second crime, after a second conviction, after no compliance with C. Sosa, the judges say do better and they let him go. And guess what? Within 10 days, he's at it again with Ethan Levine and Edward Korestein.
10 days at it again. Is anybody surprised by that? No, because that's what they do. The criminals are criminals, and when they're back on the streets, they do it again. You watch the resistance to the president sending in federal law enforcement, and instead of these governors and these mayors turning around saying, you know, thank you, this is a huge help. Thank you very much. We really appreciate this. This is going to go a long way towards helping. Thank you so much. Instead of that, they turn around and they say no, and they fight the president. They fight him on that. They don't turn around and say, you know what, we are overstaffed. The budgets are shot. We don't have the manpower, people power. Nope, they fight. Why? Because a big mindset of today's Democrat Party, driven by the extreme left, is that the criminals are the victims. They're the victims of society. Larry Krasner is a great example of that. He is the example. He's the poster child of that, if you ask me. Cut 23, the U.S. attorney ripping into D.C.'s lenient crime laws. Take a listen.
But I again urge the D.C. Council to reconsider those trilogy of laws that allow Washington, D.C. to allow these young people to go out and victimize, re-victimize, and keep re-victimizing, and putting the safety of the citizens who live, work, and visit here at risk. And I ask them to stand up finally and send a clear message, because the people of this district deserve no less than safety.
Yeah, they do. But the problem, again, is that you've got Democrats who don't care about safety. They just don't. That's not their thing. Look, I'll bring it local. I'll bring it to Philadelphia. We know that Larry Krasner is up for re-election. We know that Krasner is, for some reason, the city keeps taking this guy. I mean, they don't reject him. They don't turn around and say no. And he's funded by George Soros. You hear that name a lot. Yeah, George Soros. He's been behind all these guys. Let's cue cut number 10. This woman was missing now for several weeks, and then they found her remains. And this guy, who is a suspect in this, he had been somebody with a rap sheet, Keon King, and there may be more victims. There may be more victims. So Krasner comes out, and Krasner makes this announcement. But the real question is, why was this guy allowed on the streets in the first place? And this is the frustration that people have in Philadelphia. It's the frustration they have in cities. It's about what you think New York City's bad now. When Mandami gets in there, gets 10 times worse, 1,000 times worse. If your mindset is starting from the position of criminals are victims of society's largesse because the oligarchy creates criminals. You read the Communist Manifesto, and basically Karl Marx is like, you know what? If you have a communist society, you don't have crime, because there's no reason for people to commit crime. They commit crime because they have to. And if you don't need to, then you won't. As long as everybody has their fair share, then nobody will be committing crimes. It's so stupid. It's obviously idiotic. But if that's what you believe, if that's your mindset, and his criminal justice classes and his law schools keep pushing this idea on people who become attorneys, and then they wind up running for district attorney, and then people are let back on the streets. And the cops will tell you all the time how frustrating it is. They lock a guy up, he's back on the streets. Then they hate guns, but then the cops will arrest somebody for having an illegal gun, and then that person's back on the streets. I still remember when the Philadelphia Inquirer years ago, did a whole expose on how Larry Krasner is not prosecuting people for illegal guns. So on the one hand, they talk about the gun violence crisis as if the guns are shooting themselves. But there are people at the other end of that trigger pulling it. Those people then get caught with those illegal guns, and then they're back on the streets. So now you have a woman dead, and her remains have been found, and it's gruesome, and there may be more victims out there. In fact, I had one police officer tell me today, this could be very much like the Philadelphia serial rapist. There could be that many victims associated to this guy. Don't know for sure, but what I do know is that this is the product of letting bad people back on the streets. Even for low-level quality of life crimes, they're back on the streets. Even for stuff like armed robbery, they're back on the streets. Cut number 10.
So lots of pressing questions for District Attorney Larry Krasner. Of course, our focus is also on the fact that it is, make that, 2 weeks ago tomorrow night that Kata Scott vanishes. Police now saying she vanishes because of a man named Keon King. He is charged in her kidnapping as well as stalking and other counts. Now, the District Attorney telling reporters a short time ago, they have information suggesting there could be more victims in this connected case to Keon King, and they are asking for members of the public to call investigators. Now, there were also many questions why charges were withdrawn against Keon King twice prior. He's now being held on $250,000 cash bail on kidnapping, stalking, and other charges. The DA said there were better decisions that should have been made. He also said the decision not to refile charges was an incorrect one, and his office has to own that. King had previously been charged with strangulation, burglary, and kidnapping. Again, charges were withdrawn because prosecutors say the victim and witnesses did not appear for hearings in those cases. The DA blamed some of this on the cash bail system. I asked specifically why his office didn't either ask to modify or increase Keon King's bail. I also asked him if his office is using any leverage to obtain information from Keon King. It will be a two-part answer. Take a listen to Larry Krasner.
You have the option of trying to do what is often a midnight or 3 o'clock in the morning telephonic appeal to a municipal court judge. The unfortunate reality of this is that some, but not all, of these judges don't want you calling them in the middle of the night. And if you do, they lower the bail. They don't raise it. They don't leave it. They lower it. So it is always a complex strategic decision.
Why is that? Why would they lower the bail? Because of a phone call.
Because they don't want to be awakened in the middle of the night. Because they don't want appeals.
It.
What I can tell you is that every single effort that can be made to help Kata and her family. Is being made.
Oh, right. Yeah. So now it's the judge's fault. This is a guy who, it's always somebody else's fault. You notice that with him? It's always somebody else's fault. Never him. It's never him. So it's you blame a judge and then you just, oh, that's it. Who believes that? And you know why witnesses are afraid to come forward a lot of times in this city now? The same reason why witnesses are afraid to call the cops. Because they know the guy's going to be back on the streets. And snitches get stitches. If you had a system where the criminals would actually, they would get snitched and then they'd go away, then people wouldn't be afraid to do that. But knowing that they're going to be back on the streets, knowing that they're going to get cash bail, knowing that they're going to just wind up walking out the door, well, people are afraid to come forward. The system perpetuates more victims being afraid to come forward. And the result is a guy who should never have been on the streets kills a woman. She's missing for weeks. And then they discover her remains up in by the Germantown area of Philadelphia. The president now is sending in the National Guard and federal law enforcement to San Francisco. Gavin Newsom doesn't want it. J.B. Pritzker doesn't want it in Illinois. You see a pattern here? Instead of these cities and these places turning around and saying, thank you, Mr. President, thank you for the help, they fight him on every turn. This has become the new call of the resistance. The new call of the resistance now is to turn around and say, no, we don't want your help. We don't want you to clean up our cities. We don't want you to clean up our crime problem. We don't want you to help protect the people in our cities. We don't want that. We're going to turn around and we are going to stand in your way as much as we possibly can. Really? Yeah, that's what they do. And then you think to yourself, well, how's this play? Well, how's the shutdown play? CNN did a report on that. Harry Enten. The shutdown, Democrats are getting blamed for the shutdown. Democrats are getting blamed for these cities being overridden by crime. People don't want crime, and people believe the Democrats are just doing nothing other than trying to resist. And it's showing in the polls. Cut number 16, CNN looking at the effects right now and how Trump is in a much better spot than 2018, 2019. Take a listen.
That's exactly right. Turns out shutdowns are different the second time around when it comes to Donald Trump. Take a look here. You know, we speak about Donald Trump shutdowns, net approval rating. We're talking 20 days into it. In 2018/2019, Donald Trump's net approval rating was already falling. The shutdown was eating into his popular support. It was down 3 points already at this particular point and would fall considerably more. It was very much on the decline. You come over to this side of the screen. This shutdown hasn't eaten into Donald Trump's support at all. His net approval rating is actually up a point in terms of his popular support. So the bottom line is this. The first shutdown during Trump's first term, 2018-2019, was hurting Donald Trump. This one is not hurting him at all. There's no real reason Donald Trump might say, at least when it comes to popular support, I want to get out of the shutdown.
What about the question of blame?
Yeah, okay. What about the question of blame? Okay, you see here, you see Donald Trump's net approval rating was down 2018-2019. You talk about 2025 as net approval rating is up. It comes down to the blame game, a game I loved to play when I was younger. Blame Trump for the shutdown a great deal. In 2018/2019, 61%, more than 3 in 5 Americans blame Trump a great deal for that particular shutdown. You come over to this side of the screen, look at this. It's a different world. 48% of Americans blame Trump a great deal for this particular shutdown. So it's more than 3 in 5 back in 2018/2019. It's less than half, a drop of 13 points. Again, it's no real wonder that Donald Trump at this point, looking at the shutdown, says, you know what? It's not actually harming me politically, in large part because he's getting less of the blame.
And he's doing things differently during this shutdown.
Yes, exactly right. You know, we talk about Donald Trump and you say, okay, he wants to be a consequential, influential president. Well, if the legislative process is basically freezed up, you know, on Capitol Hill, you may say, well, then he can't actually get legislation through. But that's not how Trump is governing in this term. We've spoken about this over and over and over again. He's using his pen. He's using executive orders. Trump executive orders at this point of presidency. In 2017, it was just 50. Look at this. Already 210 executive orders signed by Donald Trump during this presidency. That is the most in a year. You have to go all the way back since Franklin Delano Roosevelt to find a president who signed more executive orders in a year than Donald Trump has already signed this time around. And remember, John Berman, we still have 2 months to go in this year, so it wouldn't be surprising to me if he signs even more.
Yeah, it seems to be saying, Congress, you don't want to do something?
I'll do it.
Harry Etten, thank you
very much.
Yeah, you know what it'll do? It'll cut stuff. I'm fine with that, by the way. I'm totally fine with that. I am in no rush to reopen the government. I'm okay. But let's understand, politically speaking, Democrats are getting the blame. Just like I told you they would. I told you that. I said that to you. I told you because the average person out there thinks the Democrats are doing nothing other than be the resistance. And they didn't elect this guy because they didn't want things to get done. They elected him because they wanted things to get done. And they wanted things to get done. Not just people making asinine videos of themselves, like Cut 17. So this is Cory Booker, Count Grandstangelus, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band. And Matt DeSantis' favorite member of Congress, Adam Schiff. The two of them together hanging out. Oh, actually, Swalwell's your favorite member of Congress. I forgot. I'm thinking of the wrong jackass in that. But right. Swalwell's the tutor. Schiff is the mortgage frauder, right?
Yeah, pencil neck, I believe.
Yeah, pencil neck Adam Schiff, the mortgage frauder. Eric Swalwell is the tutor, the grand tutor. Besides, why would Booker be hanging out with a lowly member of the House of Representatives, right? That'd be beneath him. Count Grandstangela, Spartacus, Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band. So this is what democracy looks like. Here's a video of the two of these guys embracing each other. And then you wonder why they're losing. Really, you wonder why Democrats are losing. Take a listen.
This is what democracy looks like.
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 A little bit of Howard Dean there by Cory Booker at the end, huh? A little Howard Dean with the scream. Yeah! Well, then the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, decided she was really going to show everybody up. And I guess she could not find a Burger King crown, because that's what I would have thought. I thought this entire thing was a protest against Burger King, by the way. I did. I thought the entire No King's Day was driven by McDonald's or Wendy's or, you know, whatever. But because it's the only king I know is that creepy king from Burger King that comes on TV who does, you know, his face doesn't move. It's creepy. You know what I mean? And you can get a king. You can get a crown at Burger King. Like your kid's birthday party, they'll give you one. I think it comes in their Happy Meals. I don't know. I can't remember the last time I've been to Burger King. I don't know. I think it's the lesser of the two. I think we all agree with that. And the best way I can prove that to you is that in the original Iron Man movie with Robert Downey Jr., he comes back and he says he wants an American cheeseburger and it's from Burger King. And then Marvel would eventually blow up and become huge. McDonald's became the sponsor. You see what I'm saying? And Burger King's the lesser. And then after the success of the initial movies and Marvel blew up, dropped Burger King and went with McDonald's. So, you know. But hey, I'm not here to argue fast food with you. I'm just simply saying that I thought this entire thing was a protest against that dude, that creepy king from Burger King. And I think the vampiric one would have been better served to have just gotten one of those crowns, other than this low-energy plastic crown thing that she has. This is cut 18 of the Speaker Emeritus / Immortal Vampire. Take a listen.
I'm going to tear up the crown.
Now, if you're not watching on YouTube, she just takes this low-energy crown and just tears it up. One more time with that, Sean, if we could, please. The court jester.
Tear up the crown.
But that crown was actually from a king from the year 1342, who she sucked the blood out of and kept the crown as a souvenir. I think it was the king of Transylvania, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe the prince. Could have been a prince's crown. Prince of Transylvania. I'm not sure. But I do know that was pretty stupid. Among other things. And then the president shared an AI video of him with a crown. He's wearing a crown in a fighter jet, dropping poop from a fighter jet on that hideous Democrat activist, Harry Sisson. And, of course, he did this knowing that people would be outraged. Did you like this, Matt?
This is very funny.
Got the Danger Zone song in it from Top Gun, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but we can't play that because of cop. Yeah, we can't play it though because of copyright.
Ah, oh, bummer.
Reasons.
All right. Well, in your mind,
so if you're on YouTube, you'll just get the visual.
All right. In your mind, though, if you're on YouTube, you get the visual, but you'll be able to hear it. I think on the radio, though, right? Oh, whatever. Either way, in your mind, just play Danger Zone from Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just. Just, dude, like,
we all know the song. Yeah,
everybody knows the song. So, you don't need me singing it. Danger
you can
zone.
Sing it during the clip. That would work.
Can I do that? Sure?
I think that's fine.
All right, well, cut 20.
I don't know. Give it a shot and let's find out.
All right, let's try it. Dun 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 dun. Highway to the. He's dropping poop on Harry Sisson, who gets smacked in the head with it and covered in that. That's just outrageous. And then the whole crowd gets it. It's a poop dump. It was a giant poop dump by the president. And much better with the actual Danger Zone than me singing Danger Zone. So. And, of course, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, had an answer for that. Is this the president calling for the murder of his political opponents? Like, I don't know anyone who's died from getting poop dropped. I don't know anyone who's died from that. I don't think it's a popular way to kill anybody anyway. You know? I mean, you don't have to like it. You could say it's beneath the office of the president. But I don't think anyone's ever died from getting poop dropped on their heads. Yeah. You know? Otherwise, we'd have a lot of kids who are murderers out there because they throw poop at each other all the time. They're disgusting. So, I'm just pointing. I'm making a point. You know. But the speaker nevertheless had a comment on that today, because that's what the media was really concerned about. Cut 19.
Speaker Johnson, you say that the Democrats had a Hate America rally, but what does it say that the President of the United States over the weekend released a video of him pooping on the American people?
The President uses social media to make a point. You can argue he's probably the most effective person who's ever used social media for that. He is using satire to make a point. he is not calling for the murder of his political opponents. And that's what these people are doing. I mean, they're in one of these photos, I think there's a picture of the president hanging in effigy by a noose on one of these, the one on the far end. I mean, it's unconscionable.
First of all, he wasn't pooping on anybody. He was dropping poop from an airplane. That's very different. A fighter jet. I just feel the need to clarify that. All right, quick break coming up. Kate Gibbs is the executive director of the New Jersey Republican Party. What are they doing to stop the Democrats' attempt to steal the election in Passaic County, New Jersey, a county that President Trump won in 2024? Straight ahead.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here, I want to welcome to the show the executive director of the New Jersey Republican State Committee, Kate Gibbs. I've known Kate for a long time. She's new to the job because there's a new chairman, because there's a new Republican nominee for governor, Jack Cittarelli. And Kate, congratulations. It's the first chance I've had to actually officially congratulate you on your new position. So well done.
Well, thank you so much. Glad to be here and be part of the team that's going to get Jack Cittarelli elected our next governor and bring as many down ballot Republicans with us as possible.
Absolutely. And you yourself have a great experience in New Jersey politics, so you're definitely the right person for the job, no doubt about that. For those that don't know, just because, you know, I've been so involved in New Jersey politics for so long, I sometimes forget things. Not everybody knows as much as we do in terms of this because they have lives. The New Jersey State Party, the job that it does is different from the campaign. So what is the role of the state committee right now as we get ready for the general election?
So after the primary, the party can really act as the infrastructure to support the campaign. And in a gubernatorial year, that means we can run what's called a coordinated campaign. And the job of state party is very simple. We are laser focused on, as I said, getting Jack Cittarelli elected and bringing all of the down ballot candidates with us. And that means the get out the vote operation and the protect the vote operation. So those are the two things that we're really focused on right now. The ground game, which is the get out the vote operation, and protect the vote, which revolves around a lot of election integrity efforts that we've been working on in partnership with the RNC.
The election integrity is important. That was something that we had to deal with in Pennsylvania last year with President Trump. And we, I mean, the RNC did a great job working with all of us on convincing people this election would be secure. And that went a long way, I think, towards the turnout. Now we're dealing with a couple things in Jersey. Obviously, Jack Cittarelli has got the momentum, no doubt about it. Jack's got the momentum. He's got the energy behind him. And the polls all show that this race is a dead heat. So it's going to come out to turnout. It's going to come out to turnout. So knowing that the election is going to be secure goes a long way towards convincing people that they should go out. Knowing that Jack has a really good chance of winning this race has a long way towards getting people to go out. But then they hear stories like what's happening in Passaic County, New Jersey, and they turn around and they say, oh, the Dems are trying to do it again. So, Kate Gibbs, give us an overview of what they're trying to do in Passaic County, New Jersey.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, I want to let everyone know that the RNC has been incredibly invested here in New Jersey and is working directly hand in hand with the NJGOP on all these election integrity efforts. And we've been on this, the case, for months. So this isn't something that we're just stirring up in the final 2 weeks of the election. We've been working on this to make sure that every New Jerseyan can feel like they're getting a safe and fair election, that there's transparency, and that we can rely on the outcome. So want to make sure that everybody knows the best way to ensure victory is to get out and vote, and we're taking care of the rest. But what's happening in Passaic County...
Yes, I agree with you, by the way. That's our part listening is to get out and vote, and then let the professionals handle all the other things. So don't worry about anything. Just do your part. Your part is vote. Okay, sorry, Kate. Didn't mean to interrupt.
No, perfect. That's exactly right. We're fighting for you. We need you all to join the fight by getting out to vote. What's happening in Passaic County is every board of elections has a bipartisan board. There are Republican and Democrat appointees. Our two Republican board of elections commissioners have been really concerned about the lack of security measures around how vote by mail ballots are stored in between when they start being returned and when they're counted. And so they had insisted over the past few weeks and months that they wanted to see some of these very basic, very common sense security measures put in place. These are things that are commonplace, that every county in New Jersey by law has discretion for how these things are handled. But every county does some combination of security measures to make sure that these ballots are secure. Passaic has no security measures in place, which include security cameras on the ballot storage room, bipartisan locks, where in some counties you need a Democrat key and a Republican key turned at the same time to enter the ballot storage room. That way you always have bipartisan representation when people are in that ballot room. Some counties have log books. Some have security, like sheriff's officers who are security. So each county does a different mix of these different measures. Our Board of Elections Commissioners in Passaic were simply asking that they implement some of these common sense transparency measures so that people can feel secure, especially with the storied past in Passaic County, and not just recently, but going back a ways. But we still haven't. In 2020 and 2021, there were issues there. Passaic is always one of the last counties to certify. And there's actually existing indictments that still haven't been fully adjudicated. And so since the Attorney General has failed to do what they need to do, the first line of defense are those Republican Board of Elections commissioners. They put the request on the agenda. And on Friday, October 17th, there was a meeting of the Board of Elections. The Republicans had asked for these measures. The two Democrat commissioners voted no. The two Republicans voted yes. And unfortunately, in a Board of Elections vote, if there's a tie, no action is taken, meaning these measures won't be put in place. The other thing they voted down is following the 2020 and 2021 delays in certifying elections, the New Jersey legislature actually passed a bill to allow for 5 days before the election of pre-processing the ballots. That gives the Board of Elections those days to get a jump start on processing the ballots, and then they get counted on Election Day. Passaic County was the poster child of counties as to why this legislation was passed. And despite that, they're one of the only counties in our state that doesn't take advantage of these 5 days. So when you add in the fact that they don't want to take advantage of these early processing, they don't want to have any security measures on the vote by mail storage, and you add in the fact that the chairman of the Board of Elections in Passaic County is the Democrat Passaic County chairman,
insane,
John Crane, it starts to paint a picture, right? And so we want to make sure, again, the first line of defense is the Board of Elections commissioners. And they did really good work bringing this to light and demanding that this was on the agenda. But now that no action is being taken, NJGOP wants to back up the Passaic County Republican chairman in pursuing every legal option to make sure that we can get some sort of safeguards here. And so this morning, what the NJGOP has done is make a formal request to the Department of Justice, Division of Civil Rights, to send federal monitors, not only on Election Day, but to provide surveillance for these ballots in between now and the election so that we can be sure that nothing is happening. And again, these are commonplace, common sense measures that every other county in the state is employing.
Kate, isn't it amazing? I mean, it's not amazing. It's Jersey. But that the Democrat Party chair is also the chair of the Board of Elections of Passaic County. I mean, you talk about a conflict of interest right there.
Yeah, especially, again, with that storied past of having problems, you would think that this shouldn't be a partisan issue, right?
Right.
Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you should say transparency in our elections is a good thing. Being able to have true faith and you know, confidence in our elections is a good thing. This shouldn't be partisan. But the fact that they're blocking these very common sense measures, and you couple that with the partisanship, it starts to paint a picture.
Kate Gibbs is with me. She is the executive director of the New Jersey State Republican Committee. It's great to have her on the show for her first time as executive director of the NJGOP. Now, Kate, let me ask you this question, too, because I think a lot of people listening right now believe that Jack has the momentum going into this. I believe that. I absolutely 100% do. When you're looking at New Jersey and you're looking at the whole state, all the way from north to south and in between, where are the issues or the places, I should say, that you're worried about generating that kind of turnout? And what do we have to do to ensure that the Republican turnout is there?
So the NJGOP has been focused on the ground game for months now. We are in the midst of the largest, most ambitious, most aggressive ground game that this state has ever seen. That includes knocking on a million doors, making millions of volunteer phone calls, and not only telling people, you know, that there is an election this year, because as you said earlier, for people like you and I who live and breathe this stuff, we can't imagine that people don't realize that there's an election this year. But as you know, New Jersey and Virginia are only two states that have gubernatorial races this year. And so the national news really has been focused on the midterms next year. We found that one in four of our targets didn't realize this summer that there was an election this year. They were saying the state's on the wrong track. I want to vote for change. I want to vote for a new governor. But when we asked them, when's the election? They couldn't tell us that it was this year. And that's why we've been so focused on ensuring that voter education and get out the vote are working hand in hand, because you need to do both. Not only telling people that there is an election and that you have an opportunity to make a change, but also how you can vote. There's three ways now in New Jersey. You can vote by mail, you can vote early in person, and you can vote on Election Day. And early voting in person is a huge opportunity for Republicans because it lets us bank votes ahead of Election Day, but it's in a form that our people feel more comfortable with, which is being able to vote in a way that's much more similar to how they're used to, in person, at a polling location, at a machine. And you can get that done ahead of time. You never know what's going to happen on Election Day. Your tire blows out. Your kid is sick.
Yep.
We want to make sure that we're banking those votes so that we don't wake up on November 5th and say, oh, I really wish I made it to the polls.
Yeah, look, you're 100% right about that. I did early in-person voting last year. And again, it was uncomfortable for me because I had never done it before. But I'm glad I did, because on Election Day, I was, you know, in Pittsburgh covering the race, so I wouldn't have been able to vote in person on Election Day anyway, and that was kind of a last-minute thing. Senator McCormick invited me to come cover election night out there, and I did, and so I'm glad I banked that vote, because you just never know what's going to happen. The other reason, too, it's important to bank the votes early is because then it frees up resources on your end to be able to go after the voters who have not yet voted. So that's another way that you're helping and doing your part, because then if we know we've banked your vote, then we can move on to somebody else.
It's a really good point. And if you're sick of getting, you know, phone calls and text messages and door knocks, the best way to avoid that is to get your vote in. If you return your vote by mail ballot or you vote early in person, you get removed from our list because we've already done our job. So anybody who wants to have those stop, the best way is to bank your vote.
Kate, are you happy with the rate of return of mail-in ballots by Republicans who requested those ballots?
You know, I always want to see more, but I have to say I'm very encouraged so far by the returns. I think you can see the momentum that we're feeling on out in the field. You know, when Jack and all of our legislative candidates, our county candidates, when we're going to events around the state, there is tremendous energy and enthusiasm that you try to manufacture every year when you're on a campaign, but some years it's just electric in the air and you can feel it. So to see that, you know, reflected in the vote by mail return so far is really exciting. And it's interesting to see that we're getting better return rates from our mid and lower propensity voters, which is great, because that means that folks that otherwise normally wouldn't participate are saying, you know what, I've had enough and I'm ready for a change and I'm going to get my vote by mail ballot in.
Good. That's really great news. And I also like the fact that Jack has coattails. I mean, in 2021, he was able to flip, I think it was, what, 9 assembly seats. He's got the ability to do that this time around, too. And if we can do that, if we can flip those assembly seats, we can win back the majority in at least one of the houses, which makes his life a lot easier if he's governor. So that's also important. So you have to make sure you vote Republican down the whole ballot. And you pointed out, too, Kate, there's going to be a lot of county races on the ballot. I think it's important for everyone to just, you know, vote Republican this time. If you want change, that's how to do it. Because if you want change, then you gotta want change. I mean, if you want it and you say you want it, well, then change the party that's been running the show for the last 8 years. I mean, we've had two consecutive administrations of Democrats, Phil Murphy, and we've had the Democrats running the legislature now for, what, 2 decades. So if you want change, then actually vote for it.
Almost 25 years, Rich.
Yeah.
They've had full control of the legislature for 25 years. 8 of these years have been, you know, one party rule. And we've seen what happens, right? And it's created the mess that we have here in New Jersey, where it's unaffordable. Our electricity rates are going through the roof because of all of these crazy green mandates. And Mikey Sherrill and every one of the Democratic Assembly members on the ballot this year were rubber stamps for every one of these policy failures that made your property taxes go through the roof, made your electric bills skyrocket, made our streets unsafe. I mean, you know, we hear over and over again that people want to change, and yet election year after election year, things stay the same. If you want change, you got to vote for change. And that means every single election cycle. And this year is so important to get out and vote. Give us that Republican Assembly to help Jack Cittarelli get his agenda accomplished.
Good. Excellent stuff. Kate, if people want to get involved and help out and volunteer, what's the best way to reach out?
So the best way is to go to our website, njgop.org/volunteer, or just go to the main page and navigate to the volunteer. If you fill out that form, it goes immediately to our team. We dispatch every single volunteer that comes through the website to one of our field directors. NJGOP has a field director in every single county who is there to make sure that volunteers get plugged into the operation, whether that's door knocking, phone banking. So it really is the best way.
Great. Kate, listen, I appreciate your time. You're doing a great job. Give my best to Chairman Paulson and everyone over at the NJGOP. And thanks for staying on top of this with Passaic County and requesting the federal monitors. And I'm sure that we will be able to get that done. This is a very, very important issue. So keep up the great work. Kate Gibbs, NJGOP. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Rich.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
toys just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now back to the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Vanaria, VenariaDental.com. I have been looking at these rate of returns among the mail ballots, and I've been very, very happy because the enthusiasm level for Republicans is high. That's another factor in these polls. You have to remember something: the enthusiasm for Jack. The most recent one that I saw, 91% of his voters are enthusiastic to vote for him. Only 86% are enthusiastic for Mikey Sherrill. Let's not forget that, because that really matters in a big, big way. Why does it matter? Because, to Kate's point, you're more likely to get your ballot in, vote early, and vote on Election Day if you're enthusiastic about the candidate. The enthusiasm around Mikey Sherrill is just not there. Fact is, it's just not there. The enthusiasm is not there. She's milquetoast. She's running a bad campaign. And I think Jack also has some very strong commercials out, including the latest commercial that he has out, which I played earlier in the show, but I think it's worth playing again. And he talks about energy prices. And I love this, too, because he uses Mikey Sherrill's words against her. When Mikey Sherrill was talking about green energy and affordable energy, and she said it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. But, you know what, if you're a good person, you'll do it. It's cut number nine. This whole idea of if you're a good person, you'll do it, this moral condescension that the left uses all the time, you know, if you're a good person, you'll do this, you'll do that. People are sick and tired of it. And I don't think it makes you a good person if you support the killing of whales and dolphins because you support massive wind turbines. I don't think it makes you a good person if you support Chinese solar panels that don't work half a year and end up in landfills. I don't think that makes you a good person at all. I don't think it makes you a good person if you want to see people that work in the energy and gas sectors out of their jobs and learn how to code, bro, or anything else. I don't think that makes you a good person. But that's today's left. They're always morally superior. You know, if you're a good person, you'll put down that cheeseburger. It's like, I remember when James Carville was talking about that, or these preachy, liberal, white women who are always condescending to people and being like, you know, put down that cheeseburger, eat your peas. It's that same moral condescending, we know what's best and we'll tell you what's good and what's not. And if you're a good person, if you're not a good person, I'm so sick of that. I think everybody's sick of that. Does not make you a good person to want to pay more for energy. That does not make you a good person. And people see right through this nonsense. So good for Jack for hitting her on that. Cut number nine.
We need to move into clean power. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg, but if you're a good person, you'll do it.
Unbelievable. Talk about out of touch. I'm Jack Cittarelli. Politicians like Mikey Sherrill and Phil Murphy just don't get it. They're making New Jersey unaffordable, especially for the middle class. We need a change. My plan brings down property taxes, lowers electricity bills, and cuts your income taxes. Because you should keep more of what you earn. It's time to fix New Jersey. When I'm governor, we will.
Good. Excellent stuff. All right. Big fourth and final hour straight ahead. But let me tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. They're great people. And they're now remodeling the kids' bathroom in our house. That's right. Emmons even has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. And they do unbelievable work. So I'm excited. How do I know the project's going to be done right? Because we used them to remodel the bathroom in our old house. And they did an outstanding job for us. My friend Matt Kelly is going to make sure the project is done right. And their design team, led by Krista, who's helping us with this, and Pete, they came in with all these great ideas for us. Ideas we never even would have thought of. So kitchen and bathroom remodeling is part of what Emmons does. And I can vouch for both. Now, roofing, when it comes to a roof, you want American-made roofing materials. You want the best in the business, and that's the Owens Corning shingle. Now, you'll get a lifetime warranty on that roof because Emmons is platinum certified. Platinum certified contractor from Owens Corning. So, lifetime warranty. And they will never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, you'll have that peace of mind. You'll also have the peace of mind that they're not some fly-by-night company. I was driving the other day and I saw some crappy yard sign, you know, some generic roofing company. I mean, they're a dime a dozen out there. Stay away from them. They'll take your money. They won't finish the project. They may not even start the project. With Emmons, the job is done on time, on budget, and you're happy. That's the key. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Get that Jersey Shore house. Get that roof checked out before winter comes, because you know winters are brutal at the Jersey Shore. I haven't even told you the best part yet. 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson windows and doors with Emmons Roofing and Siding. My go-to contractor in two different homes over 10 years. I've used them for just about every project you can think of, and now they're remodeling the kids' bathroom, and I'm excited to share with you the whole process from start to finish. EmmonsRoofing.com, EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.